the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we discussed the rationale behind supplication, and in the previous episode specifically, we started a discussion over the different kinds of supplication. We said that supplication in the beginning is divided into two kinds. First is verbal supplication, but the second is content supplication, where our tongue is in harmony with our heart, and somehow our tongue is the means of interpreting what is inside our heart. Now, the other fact that we concluded in the previous episode was the concept of responding to the supplications. Sometimes we human beings think that our supplications are not responded to, but the point is that they are superficially not responded. But the point is that our supplications, if it is content supplication, will definitely be rewarded, but its delay or its rejection might be for some secrets that are unknown to us. In the supplication of Iftitah, we read, فَإِنْ أَبْطَعَ عَنِّي عَتِبْتُ بِجَهْلِي عَلَيْكَ. O my Lord, if it is delayed, I complain because of my ignorance. وَلَعَلَّ الَّذِي أَبْطَعَ عَنِّي هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي لِعِلْمِكَ بِعَاقِبَةِ الْأُمُورِ. And perhaps the delay is better for me, for you know the ends of the matters. فَلَمْ أَرَ مَوْلًا كَرِيمًا أَصْبَرَ عَلَى عَبْدٍ لَئِيمٍ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ يَا رَبِّ. I have not found a generous guardian more patient than you towards a mean servant like me, O my Lord. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَعَرِفْ طُرُقَ نَجَاتِكَ وَهَلَاكِكَ كَيْ لَا تَدْعُوَ اللَّهَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ هَلَاكُكَ. This is what we previously discussed, because sometimes we do not know truly what we are asking from the Almighty Allah. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in these words is saying, you should know the ways of your deliverance and perdition, lest you ask Allah for something that makes you perish, whereas you think it will deliver you. And Allah has said, قال الله عز وجل ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. And man prays for evil as he ought to pray for good, and man is ever hasty.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has asked Allah not to respond to the cursing of a lover upon the beloved one, because the lover's curse on the beloved is not the lover's true intention, and Allah's favor is in such a way that such curses are not responded to. So what we can somehow conclude is the fact that there are different reasons, different secrets why our supplications are not superficially responded. But the point is, we will actually be rewarded for our supplications if it is from the kind of content supplication. But there is also another kind of supplication that I assume we should discuss. Sometimes, an utterer of a supplication, due to his ignorance to the wordings of supplication, or his lack of attention, might offer the form of supplication in wrong ways, while his spiritual intention was something else. In traditions and religious books, this kind of supplication is called malhun. In the book entitled Uddatu Da'i, there is a tradition narrated from Imam Jawad alayhi salam talking about some things. He says that the right pronunciation of the words in a supplication is not the condition for the response to that supplication. It is only important for mere elegance. Thus, Imam Jawad's statement, and he is not to mistake in his supplication, is not to be taken as praise to this kind of supplication, because when a supplication is uttered appropriately, it will explain the intention better. The rest of Imam Jawad's alayhi salam statement is this: this kind of supplication does not ascend to the heaven. And this indicates that a supplication uttered wrongly will not ascend to the heaven, because responding to one supplication by God is God's immense favor upon his servants. The opposite of this generosity will never occur, however. The statement of the Prophet ﷺ to a non-Arab of my nation recites the Quran mistakenly, but the angels raise it to the heaven as recited in correct Arabic, attests to this topic that the issue in supplication is the spiritual connection. In this concern, it is narrated that somebody has come to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and told him, today Bilal was arguing with an Arab, and he committed an error in his speech, and the man laughed at him. Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, Ya Abdullah, إنما يراد إعراب الكلام وتقويمه الأعمال وتهذيبها ما ينفع فلانا إعرابه. O servant of God, nothing will benefit anyone whose doings are wrong, whereas his supplication is correct. Nothing will harm Bilal if he mistakes in uttering his supplication, whereas his doing are of the best doings. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah. To you through